Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the first day of Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Ksubos, Perik Dalad, Mishnah Base. Amish is going to talk about the rights of a father over the daughter's Ksuba. Now, when a girl becomes Bogeres, when she becomes, when she's 6 months after the stage of Nara, 6 months after 12 years, and having heard adult signs, then she's out of the jurisdiction of the father. That's called a Bogeres. But also, another way in which she becomes out of the jurisdiction of the father, and the father has no rights to Ksuba, is when she has been married and not just had Kiddushin, not just had Erisin, but also had Nisuin, had the Chuppah, and been married. They're living together now. Then, if she gets divorced or she's widowed, she's already outside the jurisdiction of the father. In fact, even before she gets divorced or married or widowed, once she's reached the Nisuin, that's it. Father has no more rights. We're going to learn a machlokes about this, but that's the halacha. Says the Mishnah, Hama'oris is bitoy. A man who had given his daughter in hand, in marriage, as I said, only erisin at this stage, the prospective, the husband has given her kiddushin, so she's considered an eishes ish, a married woman, but they're not living together. She stays in the father's house or wherever she is, and she was only a nara or ktana. She's under 12 and a half. She's not yet a begeris. Begerisha, and this young girl then gets divorced from erisin, or same thing if she was widowed. Or next case, erisa, what happens if the father married, or the father then married her off to someone else? Again, only erisin was done. Vinisarmala, and she was widowed. Same thing would happen if she was divorced from that. And ksubosa, now the question is, there's a ksuba now from both husbands. The first husband who divorced her, the second husband who died, and now the estate. So there's two ksubas. Who gets the money of those ksubas? So she's still a nara, she's still a ktana, shaloi. It goes to, or she goes to the father. The father can keep it. Why? Because she has not yet exited his jurisdiction. He's still got control. He has control over her money rights, the ksuba, for example. However, continues the Mishnah, hisia, if not only he gave her over in Kiddushin, but she already had Nisuin, she's already been married now to him, to her husband, Vinisarmala, and then she got widowed from the second husband. Vigersha, the first husband divorced her. Hisia lacher, he made her off to another man, and they reached the age of Nisuin, Vinisarmala, and she was widowed. Then Ksubasa Shila, she keeps the ksuba, both from the first husband and the second husband, even though the first ksuba was written whilst she was still in the jurisdiction of the father. Doesn't matter, because once she got nisuin, once the nisuin had taken place, that means a chuppah, and they've been together, they had sheva brachas, then the power of the father is removed. He has no rights over her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Harishona shel av. The first ksuba still goes to the father. Why? Because the first ksuba was written before nisuin. It was written at the time while she was still under the rishus of the father, and therefore belongs to the father. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we have to look at the time of the writing of the ksuba. If at the time of the writing of the ksuba, he had power over her, he had jurisdiction over her, then even though when it comes to collecting, she's already had nisuin and divorced, or she had nisuin and widowed, doesn't matter. The father still gets that right. Halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is like the Tanna Kamma. Omar Loi, the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Mishi Hisia, sorry, once he's married her off with Nisuin, not just Kiddushin, Ein La'avio Rishuspa, the father has no more rights over her, and we ignore the time when the Ksuba was written. Yes, maybe then it was before she was married with Nisuin, she was only had Erisin, doesn't matter. Time of collecting, when she's actually been reached the stage of Nisuin, that's it. She already exited the rishus of the father. And if she's divorced or widowed, she keeps her own ksuba. And that is, as we said, the halach is like the chachamim. Now, it's interesting to note that we're talking here about ksuba of erisin, ksuba of Nisuin. Normally, the ksuba was only given when there was Nisuin. So what's this Ksuba time of Eris in? So there's two possibilities. Some say that we're talking here about where the Ran learns, that we're talking about a place where they did write even Ksuba, even at the stage of Erisin. She's entitled Ksuba even then. Others learn that the Tan of our Mishnah holds that there is a Ksuba entitlement even at the Erisin stage. That's how Rashi and the Bartanura learn. Either way, our Mishnah is talking about where there is a Ksuba at the Erisin as well. Mishnah Gimel. We turn to a different topic, topic of Moitzi Shemra. What does that mean? The Torah talks about a man who makes a report about a girl, a virgin, that he has just married, and he claims that she committed adultery. And then afterwards it turns out that he... Now, if it was true, if that's what happened, and the girl is a Nara, she's reached age of 12, but she's under 12 and a half, she's not yet a Begeris, and she was a Besul, as we said at the time she married, then she gets skilla, she gets killed by stoning. They take her out to the front door of her father's house, as if to say, this is the girl you brought up. And the men of a city stone her, and she dies, because she played a harlot, she did the wrong thing, she did adultery while she was a married woman. Our Mishnah is going to tell us that this din of Motzi Shemra, and the din, we didn't continue. And what happens if it was a lie, if it was not true, and the man made a false report about his wife, she was innocent, then he has to pay her 100 silver coins, and they give it to the father of the Nara. Now, our Mishnah is going to tell us that this law of Motzi Shemra, that he has to pay this 100 kesef to the father, this law about giving skilla to a Nara Marasa, to a girl who committed adultery, if she was a Nara and she was only had Erisin, is only by a virgin of a Jewish girl who's a virgin, a Besulas Yisrael. But it does not apply to a Gioris, to a convert, even if she had a Chazaka status of being a Besula, as we'll soon see. Says the Mishnah, Hagioris Shenizgaro Bito Ima. You have a convert, a woman who converted, and her daughter converted with her. Even if the daughter converted when she was under 3 years old, which means she retains the chazaka, the status of being a basula of a virgin. Vizinsa, and later on, when she got married, she committed adultery as an arusa, harazibachenek. She gets chedek. She does not get that special harsh death called skula. That's only done for Nanaru Marasa, who is a Bas Yisrael. And that's because the Torah emphasizes that she has made abomination Be Yisrael, which means she had to be born Jewish. Ein lo loy Pesach Besa'av, nor are we required when they do kill her by Chenek, they don't do it at the front of the father's house, like normally one does for a Nanaru Marasa, if it was a Nanaru Marasa who was a Bas Yisrael. Nor is the husband required to pay the penalty of 100 kesef if it turns out that he slandered her and he was wrong, he was Motzi Shemra. Again, this is only in the case of a Besulas Yisrael, a Yisraelis who was a virgin. Next case. What happens, however, if her mother conceived her before she became Jewish, time conception, her mother was not yet Jewish, but the birth took place after she became Jewish, Harizub is skilla, then she does get skilla if she sinned when she was a Nara Me'urosa. She was a Nara at that stage, under 12 and a half, and she had a Kedushin. How do we know this? It's because when the Torah describes the based in giving her skilla, it says, Uskalua anshira bavanim v'mesa, and they shall stole her with stones, and she shall die. Why add the word, and she shall die? Didn't have to say that. So the Chazal learned, the Chacham learned, this extra word comes to include a case of harosa shalei b'kedusha los b'kedusha, i.e. a case where she was conceived while her mother was not Jewish, but she was born Jewish. She too will be included in the laws that are mentioned by Nara Marasa. She gets skilla. But Ein la lo Pesach besavia v'lo measela. There is no law about the other laws that relate to a Nara Marasa. She does not have to be taken to the front of her father's house. She doesn't get killed there, nor does the father, nor does her husband have to pay 100 sela if he slandered her, if it would turn out to be wrong. Why? Because that applies exclusively to a case where she was born Jewish and conceived in Jewish, as we'll see in the next case. Hoysa hoyrosa v'leidosa b'kedusha. If she was conceived from a Jewish mother, and she was born from a Jewish mother, then we say that, in other words, even the heroine, even the conception was done by the mother being Jewish already, Hari hi kevas Yisrael chaldover, she will be treated like a bas Yisrael in all three respects that we mentioned by the Motzi Shemra, which means yesh la'av, which means that in the case of a Motzi Shemra, if the report was false, the husband has to pay the father of the girl 100 kesef. It means that if she did commit adultery, she will get stoned by Meskila. And it means that it will be done at the Pesach Beis Aviha, at the front of her father's house. Why? Because she was conceived in Kedusha and she was also born in Kedusha. Yesh lo av ve'ein lo Pesach Beis Av. Now what happens if she's got a father, but the father doesn't have a house? What do you do then? Or yesh lo Pesach Beis Av, let's say the father has a house, but there's no father alive now. Maybe he died. So we cannot fulfill the mitzvah of they shall take out the girl at the Pesach by Sevilla. Do they still kill her by Skilla though? Says the Mishnah, yes. Harizoi by Skilla, she will still get the punishment of Skilla, which is the punishment for a Nara Hamorosa, a girl who had Kiddushin, who committed adultery. Why? It says they shall stone to the front of the Pesach by Sevilla, in the front of the father's house, says the Mishnah, Loinam ar Pesach besavia ela la mitzvah. It only says that they shall stone it at the front of the father's house if they can do that. La mitzvah, la chatchila, if they're able to do it. But if they're not able to do it, it's not going to prevent Beis Din carrying out the punishment of Skilla. That has to be done in any way. If the other conditions are satisfied, she's a Nara, Marasa, and she was born in Kedusha.